Being great at everything is our second best quality after humility.
Yeah, humility is, I would say, first.
You know what? I think it's the clams. I think Jimmy with his clams over here.
I put my clams on. I'm like Sylvester Stallone and over the top.
Get those clams on your head.
When he turns his hat sideways, backwards, something happens.
That's it. It's like Clark Kent going into the phone booth.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like Goodfellas. Like, hey, Jimmy, get your fucking clams.
Let me get your fucking clams. Am I funny? Should I do my Leota laugh? A Ray Leota laugh on air?
Yeah. Fucking perfect. RIP Ray Liotta Power now for him. God bless you, sir.
Love you, Ray.
Maybe, unless he was a prick. Was Ray Liotta a prick?
No, he was in Cocaine Bear,
dude. Yeah, but was he a prick? That's the question. Okay.
You're not in a movie like Cocaine Bear and Sin City 2 and are a prick. Ray Liotta was probably one of the coolest dudes. I don't have any personal experience, but I feel like you don't do movies like that if you're a prick.
Ray Liotta posthumously awarded Brutal Dude.
Right, you get 5 headbutts.
Right? Ten headbutts.
10 headbutts. You're a 10 headbutt, Ray Liotta. You're a brutal dude.
This is Petey Page.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
Time to start talking about Halloween.
Go get your fucking Halloween box.
Get your fucking Halloween. Let's start talking about Halloween.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Fucking mischief night. Yeah,
open the window and scream at those fucking kids outside that are making too much noise.
That would be, we need a Northeast Philly Michael Myers Halloween. Fucking dumb shit. He's standing there with a fucking butcher knife and a lit cigarette, just like ominously behind some laundry.
No, Shatner, let me get a fucking Lucy while you're over there trying to stab that chick, all right?
I've always said that in Philadelphia, you can tell how good a neighborhood is by their 7-Eleven hookers.
Yeah.
You definitely can.
That's a good gauge.
That's what I use. If I'm near a 7-Eleven, you just have to walk up and stand there for a few seconds. A drug dealer and a prostitute are going to approach you. Any 7-Eleven. It just comes with the store.
If it looks like a soccer mom, you know you're in a good area. If it looks like somebody that got electrocuted because they got stuck on an electric fence,
then you're
in a bad town.
We call that Tacony.
I like
yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's cool, Ken.
That's very much. I forget those 7-Elevens exist.
Well, I mean, unless you're looking for prostitutes and drugs.
Apparently, I'm not looking for prostitutes or drugs enough.
They have okay presents. They don't have so much okay to do. You have to find the right 7-Eleven.
I mean, they have great pizza.
Their chicken bites are phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
I've had an entire 7-Eleven pizza before for this office I used to work in. And I'll say that for $4 or whatever it cost me for a large pizza, sure. It was fine.
I have bought a 7-Eleven pizza when I got a tombstone from this grocery store. If that's all it is, it's tombstone fucking thrown on that hot dog roll.
I have a friend who, I don't know where this was, where he used to work, but one time his boss decided to order pizza for the office. Mm. But his boss ordered pizza from the, it's like Pasquale's Pizza Company, which is literally the shadow company for Chuck E. Cheese Pizza on DoorDash and Grubhub. Yeah. So he ordered Chuck E. Cheese Pizza for the entire office. And my friend was like, are you fucking kidding me right now, man? And the boss is like, it's my favorite pizza. And he was like, this is like a grown, like middle-aged man. My favorite pizza is the Chuck E. Cheese Pizza. Yeah, and it's like, that's...
Do you have kids? Nope.
Nope. I have a lot of pictures of kids, though. That's what that is.
Yeah, kids, not my own.
Yeah, right.
And not, you know...
What did you hear?
Not conceptually do I have kids, but yeah, I've
I know firsthand that you can only stay in a 7-Eleven for so long without kids before they kick you out. Speaking of which, I can't go to the Chuck E. Cheese. That's nearest us. This is real. This isn't even a joke. I'm not allowed in that Chuck E. Cheese. They have my picture and everything because they didn't believe that I was there for kids. So we went for a birthday party for my nephew, and my sister was very late bringing them. So I showed up with a couple other adults. They're like, you can't come in. You don't have kids with you. I'm like, we're here for a kid's party. It's okay. We're not lying. Like, they finally let us in. We were sitting there. We were there like an hour. And finally, they were like, hey, you guys need to leave. You obviously don't really have kids and there's no party here. You need to leave now. They were like, it's not okay for you to just come into a Chuck E. Cheese. Like, it was this whole thing. We're like, no, I swear.
I mean it. This isn't us playing a joke on you. This is legitimately.
We'll buy 30 pizzas. I don't. We could just stay.
Just let me touch the mouse once.
Just one time. Can I just let me play the banjo
with
the
bear. Just give me 15 minutes with the mouse in the bathroom.
Let me play the banjo with the bear, goddammit.
I always thought that that was a rumor, like an urban legend that they'd kick you out of a Chuck E. Cheese. That's wild.
My wife is still mad about it to this day.
Yeah. She's
throwing out as well.
That's.
And she was livid, like uncontrollably angry.
That's real shitty.
Yeah. But to be fair, we were adults in a Chuck E. Cheese for an hour with no kids.
Yeah.
So I get it.
That's fair.
Just chilling around a bunch of little.
Hey, I've got little kids playing who
we don't know.
Meanwhile, I was recently at my nephew's 10th birthday party, which was at one of these places where they have like things that you can climb on and it's indoors and they have like some arcade games as a weird like kids play place or whatever. No.
There's these weird fucking animals everywhere.
Yeah, they get shit everywhere. They can get somebody to clean that up.
I don't know why Chuck E. Cheese got real tigers, but it was fucking crazy.
Chuck E.
But,
now uses real hay on the bottom of
the
floor, so I guess the kids can shit and piss wherever they want.
But I was blown away because so they have their own kitchen and they provide food and stuff like that. You order like a party package and shit. But then also like across of the play area, there were like four tables and like a bar set up that had literally like four taps. So you can go and you could buy beer and wine there. And I was just like,
Chuck E. Cheese?
It wasn't Chuck E. Cheese. It was a different kind of, but it was like a Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing.
Chuck E. says,
yeah.
Try kids.
Yeah, right. But it was really funny because at one point I was watching a little girl, like she like walked behind the bar and like the guy that was standing there working the bar didn't notice because she's like knee high. And then he finally notices, just like, get out. Like fucking like a 2 year old. I wouldn't doubt it. We were
fuck you, old man. I want a whiskey sour.
We were in a rural part of the country, enjoying a time. And so I wouldn't doubt it. Right. Well, a rural northern part of the country. So yeah. So,
oh, go fuck yourself, hey.
No, more like Ben Affleck.
Give me a fucking, all I want is a fucking whiskey sour,
right? So,
that's Halloween
3.
All right, so what Halloween. Are we doing? So, yeah, go ahead, let's segue into that.
So, I mean, so, all right,
should I do the Northeast Halloween entrance?
Of course, yeah,
that fucking threw us off. I'll just say, I think. So it's the trilogy, the new trilogy. First one was amazing. Second one was pretty good, but I felt like they shot their wad when it came to the kills in the second one. Second one had insane, like the best kills. The fucking, the fire axe. Oh, I thought the fire axe was like fucking sick. Him taking on
the second of this trilogy, one of my favorite kills in the entire franchise.
Which is?
The guy getting knifed in the armpit.
Oh, yeah.
Like my armpit hurt.
Oh, yeah, I definitely winced when I saw that. I was
definitely
like,
not something I've ever seen.
I might have been dazing in and out of sleep during that part.
Oh, what the fuck?
Gets knifed in the armpit.
Yeah.
Is that when they're Bruce
Lee? I don't know if you've ever put your penis in somebody's armpit before.
What is it?
Like, put your penis in somebody's armpit. It's rougher than you think it's going to be.
I would assume.
I feel like that's probably get the same sensation with your hand.
Mm.
Like putting a thumb in somebody's armpit, I feel like that's a pressure point.
Here. Oh! No, it's rough on the penis.
On the penis,
oh. Not on the armpit. So
that's like my yeah.
Holy! I can see why you said that, but it's like you're like you can do the same thing with your hand. I was like, well, yeah, I guess you could like kung fu grip it, but I mean, there's a bigger muscle than the. Holy shit!
He's imagining stabbing people in the armpit with his dick.
Yeah, right. He's like, there's a pressure point in your armpit. Here, check this out. I know. Right?
Just with your dick.
Stop. You're getting your balls out of whack again, dude.
Cockupuncture. A new form of massage therapy.
Oh, my God. Wait, wasn't that the part where they were fighting in the house?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that part was like.
Who was fighting in the house?
Two Johns.
Oh, the gay guys.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, so that was very much like a. Yeah, that was.
He's in the hall or something, isn't he? The one of them? The one of them is from, it's like a character actor from something else.
He was in American Horror Story. He was in American Horror Story. He is like a character actor. He's been in a bunch of different things.
I feel like I've seen him in something else. I want to say he used to be a member of Kids in the Hall, but I could be thinking about that Chicago show, one of those Chicago PD shows, because there's a guy from Kids in the Hall in one of those shows.
I'm going to look it up. But like, I think, so the third one, I was like, the first 40 minutes, it was just like smash cuts of like story and catch up and like,
and not Michael Myers.
And she's writing a fucking book about her tragedy and this kid's getting bullied. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? And the first 2 minutes you have Chekhov's car crusher. I'm like, someone's getting thrown into that fucking thing. And then of course it's Michael at the end of the movie. Sorry, spoiler alert. Shit. Anyway,
don't bother watching it.
But once it started to like pick up and like you could kind of see where it was going, I thought it was just okay. It's like middle of the road. I'd give it like 5 out of 10 headbutts for the third one. I thought the trilogy was cool. Oh, maybe 4. I thought the trilogy was cool. And I think that like, I don't know. I thought they were trying to do something different with like, now the kid's evil. And then, but the weird thing that got me was like how there's 2 weird things about the third one that like kind of, yeah. So that I can think of right now, the fucking kid, like not keeping Michael in the sewer, but like visiting Michael and he's like, you're just some fucking guy in a mask and like throwing him down and shit. I was just like, wow, what fucking audacity do you have? Like, he's giving you the confidence to fucking do this shit, bro. Like show the legend some respect. And then also when he saw...
I'm imagining Michael Myers on like a self-help tour.
Yeah.
Giving people the confidence.
Yeah.
He goes over like Freddy or like Chucky. He's like, you're not going to believe this fucking kid.
Right.
I'm sitting here trying to help him become a serial killer like the rest of us. And he's fucking so ungrateful that he starts pushing me around.
Yeah.
I'm going to take away his fucking car privileges pretty soon.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to hide my fucking knife and he's not going to be able to use it to stab people, this little shit. That's bad. And then the Michael Myers face that was like embedded in the fucking stonework of the sewer. And I'm like trying to look at it from like a bigger perspective. Like, oh, it's Michael Myers' influence on the town. It's the curse. And
people have had Haddonfield back when they were cavemen used to draw cave drawings in what is now the sewers of Haddonfield of Michael Myers' face. So they used to carve them with the dick bone of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. So that's where that came from. That has nothing to do with the movie.
So there was a lot of like weird things put in there that I was just like, that's,
you think?
Yeah. I'm like, okay. The radio tower thing, it was like a smash cut. And like, I don't know. I feel like they had like 40 usable minutes of like cool footage for this movie. And they're like, we can't make a 40 minute movie. How are we going to pad it out? And then they padded it out.
I feel like they got paid for the movie ahead of time when they wrote the second movie. And they're like, all right, let's start the third one. And then they started the third one. And then all of a sudden Silence of the Lambs came on TV and they all stopped writing to watch the movie. And then when they went back to writing the movie, they were like, you know what? This just sucks. Let's just end it right here. And like, let's just close everything out. And then they close out the whole movie and then they're like, you guys want to get some pizza? And then they just go out for pizza. That's how I feel like the writing of that movie ended.
I mean, I definitely, it's the weakest of this trilogy of movies. My overall problem with this trilogy, though, is they come into it with the advertised goal of this is rebooting it. It's ignoring everything but the first film. But then that's not true, because they pull in so much shit from all the other movies in these 3 movies.
And they actually make reference to the second movie,
which is weird.
As continuity.
Yeah. The second of the original trilogy?
Yeah. Yeah. So in the second movie, they reference the sheriff's daughter's murder, which happens in Halloween 2. Yeah.
Oh.
Which is weird, because now they're referencing a movie.
Not only that, but here's the best part. So Halloween Kills has the fucking nurse that survived in the car.
Yeah.
In Halloween 2.
Yeah.
She's a main kill in the second movie. So you literally are now embracing more than the first movie as continuity.
Right. And they have the Silver Shamrock masks, which is from Halloween 3.
Do they? Where do they have those?
The Silver Shamrock masks.
Is that the one he's wearing?
No, they're in 1 and 2 of this trilogy.
Oh.
So in the first one, it's just random kids wearing it. Then in 2, the 3 little kids who you follow for a big chunk of the movie.
Oh, okay.
They're wearing the 3 Silver Shamrock masks.
Cool.
So, and there's a very meta exchange between them, which is my favorite part of that movie. There's kind of a meta exchange between the 3 kids wearing the Halloween 3 masks and the owners of the 2 Johns who now own the Michael Myers house, where they're kind of fucking with them. They're like, you can't just come up in Michael Myers' house and do this, referencing people's hatred for Halloween 3 and how people were mad that, you know, these new masks were
Oh,
cheek. Yeah. It was a very self-referential kind of thing. And that's fine. And Halloween 3 is the best of the Halloween movies. Facts.
I haven't seen the original trilogy. I haven't seen 2 or 3. I intend on watching them.
I'm saving my opinion on that movie for a separate podcast that I promised someone we all know.
Jimmy loves it.
And I promised someone we all know that I would discuss with him on the air.
Hint, hint. It's the Horror Connection on Loud and Loaded.
It's the best movie of the Halloween franchise.
Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Podbean.
You'll love it. But see, Pete, going into it now, you're not going to have the burning hatred for it that everybody had when they felt like they were duped.
I don't know, Pete. You may still get a burning hatred for it.
So, I mean, I do still want to see...
A bad case of syphilis.
I think the first one was an amazing like slasher film, and it was great. I still do want to see 2 and 3 of the original. And that's... I just want to see them both. I want to know.
I want you to see 3 so you agree with me, because I feel like you're going to agree with me.
I'm going to reserve my own opinion.
You need to know going into it is Michael Myers isn't it.
Not yeah, I've heard. That's the rumor.
Not even one scene. Like, he's not even like a barista at a Starbucks that the guy goes to get coffee. He's not a janitor mopping the floor. He's not. He doesn't just happen to be walking by with groceries like that Bigfoot fucking picture.
Yeah.
Where you see him in the woods like, oh, shit. Somebody got me.
But would you say that that's the true horror of the film?
Maybe, that, you know, I mean, I think the movie is brilliant.
If you pivoted on that, then that may actually be a great horror movie, because it's the point of being.
So here's the thing with it, and this is where, again, as a believer that Halloween 3 is the best movie of the franchise, this is where this gets rocky for me in this trilogy, because. So their idea after the original Halloween.
Wait. Rocky's in Halloween 3?
It gets fucking weird.
It's great.
I'll go to fight him. You can't beat him, Rock. He's made of pure steel. He's evil.
You ever see Jason Goes to Hell? Where they just make Friday 13th the continuity of everything?
No.
They just introduce characters and story elements from like 10 other franchises into it. Just, they're just like, Jason's in everything now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they just go crazy and lose their minds. I love it. But in Halloween, their idea after the first Halloween, John Carpenter's idea was to make it an anthology series.
Mm-hmm.
When it made a ton of money and they were obviously going to make sequels, he wanted to make it an anthology where the only thing that connected them is it's different stories that take place on Halloween night.
Okay.
So Halloween 3 would have been the second movie, but then the producers decided they wanted to milk the Michael Myers thing. So they came up with this idea of making a literal direct continuation of Halloween 1. It literally picks up at the last scene of Halloween 1.
Yeah, where she's like in the bedroom.
Yeah, continues from there as like a closure to that one. And then Halloween 3 being the real sequel where it goes into the... But this is pre-internet, so there was no way to explain that to people. And they rushed these movies out back to back. So you just saw Halloween 1, a year or whatever it is later, you're seeing Halloween 2, which literally picks up at the end, and then less than a year later, Halloween 3 is coming right out. So you rush out thinking you're seeing this Michael Myers movie, and halfway through the movie, you're like, what the fuck is happening right now? Totally different characters, a different story. So people were just enraged.
Yeah.
And it took a long time for people to just see it as its own movie.
They should have marketed it as Halloween 3, The Search for Michael Myers.
So one of my problems with this trilogy is immediately in the first movie, you see the Halloween 3 masks.
Yep.
So they just immediately make that a part of this continuity.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And that's what we were discussing. Danny McBride and the director both said that they consider that movie a part of the core Halloween continuity, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not even a little bit. At all. It's a totally standalone story.
Which that now that kind of makes sense that like why it's called Halloween, because like I know it happens on Halloween night, but like the main villain in evil is Michael Myers. So it's like, why wouldn't you maybe they were going for the Friday the 13th thing and not really naming the movie Jason, except for like Jason X. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see another Michael Myers movie in the future. It's like
I would
Michael.
Be less mad
yeah.
If
yeah.
Michael Myers was like a factory worker in that movie making the masks, but like doing like a Laverne and Shirley, like Shamil.
I got
Silver Shamrock.
Oh my God.
We're going to do it. He puts his glove on the, he puts his knife in the bottle as it goes by, and he goes,
stupid.
So, and again, I'm a huge fan of Halloween 3, the best.
I thought you were going to say Laverne and Shirley.
And Laverne and Shirley.
They're great.
They even, not only do they put the masks in the movies and have that whole meta sequence, but the Halloween, this trilogy of Halloween posters references Halloween 3. There's three masks. I have them up there. There are three masks in Halloween 3. And the posters are colored to match the masks of Halloween 3.
Oh, wow.
The posters for each of these movies.
Yeah.
And this movie, since you didn't see Halloween 3, the opening titles of this third Halloween movie are the opening titles of Halloween 3.
With the morphing pumpkin?
No, this is the one with the bright blue 80s looking.
Okay.
Opening.
That's, yeah, that's yeah, the bright blue lettering. The
exact opening of Halloween 3.
Wow.
So when that started, I went, holy shit. They're going to make their third movie not about Michael. It's just like the original Halloween trilogy.
That would have been fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It would have been the ultimate troll move on fan
base. And I feel like Danny McBride, like...
Right. And that's where I
would, that totally would have been in his fucking wheelhouse. Yeah.
On brand for
as soon as I saw those, yeah, that lettering, I was like, holy shit. And Jen's like, what? I was like, they're doing Halloween 3. I was like, it's going to be Silver Shamrocks. They're not even going to have fucking Michael Myers in this. It's going to be amazing.
And I bet you for the first like 30 minutes of the movie, you're like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Like, there was no Michael Myers. I was like, holy shit, Michael Myers isn't going to be in this movie. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is the best movie ever. Yeah.
But then, unfortunately, it doesn't really live up to it.
No.
I think what was interesting, I think, was the team-up kills in the mansion. I thought that was an interesting thing. I kind of would have liked to have seen more of that. And maybe it would have been funny make it a buddy cop, aka buddy murderer movie. Like, so a buddy.
It's funny that you say that, because that scene isn't from the movie. That's something they added afterwards. They shot a separate short film of them teaming up for that murder of the doctor and the woman.
Yeah.
That was going to be released separately as a short film, but there was so little Michael Myers in the movie that they edited the short film into the movie.
Beverly Hills,
okay,
Murder.
That makes sense. Do it northeast. Do it northeast.
If you don't score Beverly Hills Cop 4, I don't even watch.
Yeah, Foley, get over here. Get that stupid Lions jacket off. I want your Mumford sweatshirt, bro. Yeah, give me the gun. I'm going to go over to Judge Reinhold. I'm going to get some Sammies, pop off at the Wawa, grab a Lucy, and then we're just going to go out and we're going to stop this guy, all right? Yeah.
Foley, if I don't see you in some fucking Birds gear, the next time you're on this fucking beat, I'm going to kick your ass myself.
Yo, Foley, fuck the Lions, go Birds. Fuck the Lions, go Birds. Say it with me. Fuck the Lions, go Birds. I don't care if you got friends over in Los Angeles. Don't matter to me. I don't fucking care where Los Angeles is. They can suck my fucking cock.
I recently learned about that movie that the fucking scene with him and Serge is totally ad-libbed. 100% ad-libbed. Damon
Wayans is totally ad-libbed.
Damon Wayans?
Yeah, Damon Wayans is the waiter that gives him the banana to put in the tailpipe of the...
Oh, I don't...
Of the two cops.
Was that the first movie or the second movie? I don't remember that part. Yeah, I've seen it in years, though. But
he gives them the fruit tray, but he puts the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah.
We all know the third one, Balky, is the best.
It is.
It's been forever since I've seen those. My fucking parents love those movies. I'm going to have to check that out.
I can't wait till the fourth one comes out.
I'm excited.
So stoked.
And Eddie Murphy's on it, right?
Almost every one of these movies that comes out, Legacy, isn't that good. So, like,
we're talking about one of the best right now.
Yeah, right.
Coming America 2. Not that good.
What two?
Coming to America.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Coming America. Coming
America. Come Catching America.
There's like 22 of those movies. Coming America.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Vacation or whatever the fuck it is. That wasn't that good.
Oh my god, he did do another Pee-wee.
Yeah, dude. Indiana Jones 4. I liked, but not a lot of people liked.
Are you talking about Crystal Skull or the new one?
Crystal Skull. Oh. 5.
I hate Crystal Skull. So
I didn't hate it.
It's the closest I've ever come to walking out of a movie.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't like the
spoiler alert for a 15-year-old movie, but when they were aliens in the end, I stood up and said to Jen, let's leave.
That's the part about it that pissed me off.
Fucking movie.
But the progression of the characters, I appreciated. So, like, the character movement was good. And most of the scenes up until Shia LaBeouf swinging from the vines with the monkeys.
No, see, I would have accepted all of it if the movie ended with showing the refrigerator at the blasting site. The door opens and he rolls out all chemical burned. And this was his dying fever dream. Then I would have accepted the movie.
It was lead-lined, dude. It was lead-lined. That's all I'm saying.
I will go on record saying the Indiana Jones series doesn't hold any place. I've seen the first one and bits and pieces of the others.
First of all, Temple of Doom has some of my favorite lines of all movies.
I like Temple of Doom. I'm middling on the other two of the original
trilogy. Raiders is good.
They're okay. I like Raiders. Them, but
Last Crusade is only my favorite because it was one of those movies that I had a book experience with. I had a picture book of the story of it, like when I was very little. I was probably like 7 or 8 when it came out, maybe a little bit older. But like I had an actual book version of like the pictures, and then I went and saw. It was one of those movies that I went to see with my dad, in the theater, and we like, and it was Sean Connery. So it's like you can't not like Sean Connery. In most movies that he's in, like even if he's in shitty, like even in Highlander, when he's a shitty, he's supposed to be a Spanish conquistador and he has a British accent.
I was going to bring that up. I love
you still don't hate it. Yeah,
but yeah,
you don't hate it, and it's like okay,
that's exactly what Spanish people sound like.
Yeah,
I love his attempt to do nothing.
Yeah, that's what makes that's what I said. I was like, he knows he's not going to do a good Spanish accent. So he didn't even try.
He was it's just funny like because now, had he done a really terrible Spanish accent, now people would be upset about it. So ironically, it stood the test of time by him doing nothing.
You know,
sometimes
about that too. Not to take it too far aside, but I've always said this too. If he'd have just spoken Spanish, even with a British accent, it would have been completely believable that he was just a lord in Spain that spoke Spanish, because it's still Spanish. Nobody would have even questioned it. They would have been like, oh. He's British, but he's a lord, so he speaks Spanish. That makes sense. He was raised in a Spanish family. Totally makes sense. The fact that he didn't do anything doesn't really gel with the story, but like it doesn't really matter either. So I think people just let that go, and that's why.
I didn't think about that because I was just like, wait a minute. Like, he's a lord. Would the family have taken time for them to learn this, like, less than language? I don't know. Jury's still out.
He's a lord of Spain, though.
The Lord of Spain?
Spain Lord.
Spain Lord?
My name is Spain Lord. Hello there. I'm Sean Connery, also known as Spain Lord.
Sounds like a really shitty DC villain.
Sounds like, yeah. Who? I wonder who. Bane?
Bane is in DC.
Permission to die.
I forgot about that.
I'm Tom Hardy doing Sean Connery voice.
I will have to say, the animated... The Harley Quinn show, they did a special for Valentine's Day. Bane is a key figure of that special. And oh my God, it is fucking hilarious.
I haven't seen that special yet, but I do like the show.
It's so good. The special is amazing. And in one of our previous episodes, remember we were talking about with CJ about how like the text and the misspellings in your erotic novels will not turn you on. Bane is that same way, and it's a pivotal part because the it's a very horny story, and it's a pivotal part of that fucking special. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
There was, I don't know if it was on The Onion, but like one of those satire websites, and it was like an open letter to a porn company, and it was written by a grandmother talking about how she put a porn movie on for her grandkids, and they were just trying to enjoy hardcore pornography as a family, but the language was awful. And it really destroyed this great moment, bonding moment for all of them.
It's fucking amazing.
You guys ready?
For
mine.
Halloween 3? Halloween Ends?
My take on the whole thing.
Let's go.
Okay. I love the first one. First one was great. Well, everything about it was great, including the end where they trap it.
Yeah.
I fully think that the second one should have been him dead, or should have not had him in it at all. And it should have just been the paranoia of him maybe coming back
and it should have been like the town turns against Lori. Okay. And the town turns against her family because she's like, we have to make sure he's dead. We have to make sure he's dead. And they're like, he's dead. We pulled his corpse out. He's dead. We took him to the morgue. He's dead. And then have the whole movie be about them, you know, the paranoia and them mistakenly killing people and blah, 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 blah.
Because they kind of try to do that. And yeah. It's a weird part then, toward the end. Yeah.
And then they fuck it up. And I'll tell you how they fucked it up, because it's what irritated me about that movie the most. And then the third movie is, because the end of the second movie is him actually rising up, burnt to a crisp, coming back to life, and then coming back, and then they have to finally fully murder him in Halloween Ends. That would have been, to me, a good story. And now, yes, I've had retrospective time to think about this, how they could have made it work. At the time, I probably wouldn't have been able to spit this idea out, but like, how they did it was lame, okay? I'm sorry. I didn't know that Michael Myers had time in between Halloween movies to learn kung fu fighting techniques and how to block punches and knives. So he looks like a fucking martial arts master up against this town of people who, I'm sorry, once again, you're a mob and you're after a serial killer who's murdered unknown numbers of people in your town.
Who in this continuity isn't really a serial killer.
Yeah.
He killed a couple of people, went to prison, and now is on a spree of murders.
Yeah.
Since he's escaped. But in this continuity, he's been locked up for 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah, so he's not even really a serial killer.
Yeah. He didn't kill Paul Rudd. He didn't kill Corey Feldman. He didn't kill any of the people that he should have killed.
Yeah.
So.
Who were both dead in real life.
Paul Rudd? I was going to say.
They were murdered by Michael Myers.
Right.
Oh. Oh.
In real life.
So they go at him, this monstrous demonic serial killer, one at a fucking time, like a Bruce Lee fight scene. I'm sorry. If someone who killed that many people easily, with no training or weapons, really, he didn't have any weapons. He just had whatever was laying around. He stabbed that one lady with a fucking tube light in her throat.
That was intense.
But you're just going to attack him one by one, one hit at a time? I'm going to have two people hold his feet. Somebody bash his fucking skull with Huckleberry or whatever the name of that stupid fucking baseball bat was. I'm going to have somebody bash his head in while shooting him in the dick and then pull his arms and legs off like William Wallace and nail them to the different parts of Illinois. You mail one to Ditka. You mail one to Walter fucking Payton. You mail one to the Bears office. I don't care. Put him wherever the fuck you want. Mail one to Joliet Jake over in the Blues Brothers. I don't care. You kill the motherfucker, and you kill him as fast and as quickly as you can. You don't wait like it's a fucking video, like it's Mortal Kombat, and you have to fucking dodge Liu Kang's bicycle kick in order to get a shot in on Michael Myers. You just start attacking him, or pin him under a fucking pickup truck. Like, there's an idea. I doubt that he's that, if he's just a human, I doubt that he's strong enough to withstand a 40-mile-an-hour fucking Dodge Ram going right up his ass. Park the tire right on top of him and then hammer his fucking face into the pavement. There you go. That's how you kill a serial killer. No. These motherfuckers go one hit at a time. A bunch of fucking housewives and fucking drunken fucking construction workers are going to go up and try and fist fight a fucking demonic serial killer. Stupid as shit.
I thought it was hilarious when that also happened.
The kills were way overdone in this one. The first one, the kills were good. And I especially like when he bashes somebody's head in, because like in the first one, to me, it made sense, because if you watch all other movies, most serial killers, they hit you in the head once and then all of a sudden your head breaks open like a Cadbury egg, right? And you're just bleeding all over the place. That's not how the human body works. Like, you have to have your head smashed hard with something on the other end numerous times to crack your fucking
skull. Jimmy's like, I've done the research.
Yeah. I've fallen on my head a bunch of times. Never cracked my skull.
That explains it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But I didn't say I didn't fuck up my brain. I'm just saying I didn't crack my skull.
Yeah.
In order to get through that thick candy shell outside of your fucking brain, you got to smash it pretty hard against some hard things. So when he's beating that one guy's head against, I was like, this makes sense to me, because this is how you'd have to do it if that's all you were going to do. Okay. Now, in this one where he locks the kid up in the fucking balcony and he starts pulling him up and down like a fucking Looney Tune, I was waiting for, as the girl walks out of the fucking house, him to be like, That's all, folks.
Locks the kid up in the balcony. What do you mean? Wait, in the third one?
Boyfriend in the fucking balcony.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, boom, 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 boom. He's bouncing the head up. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, come on. What are you, a fucking cartoon character now? You're going to pull a fucking giant rubber mallet out of your fucking thing and then hit him over the head and he's going to turn into an accordion and go, wah, 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 every time he takes a step? Give me a break, Michael Myers. Just throw him off the fucking steps, right? Done. Stupid. So, the tube light, stupid. There's just a bunch of tube lights laying around for this fucking lady to get stabbed with. And she just stands there while he walks up to her and stabs her in the throat with a tube light. Like, the dude just murdered your husband. I don't know. Run the fuck away. Jump through a window. Throw a couch in between you and the fucking crazy serial killer with a William Shatner mask and tap burned off. I don't know. Those are things that I would think of if I was in that sort of peril. I wouldn't be standing there like, what do I do now? Maybe my drone will work. Nope. Doesn't work. Dumb. Also, I'm sorry. You can't make him a dude and have him live through all the shit that he's lived through. It just isn't. It doesn't happen. Like, the only people that do it are action stars. And that's what you said to me, Mike, when we were discussing this earlier. You have to forgive this because it's an action movie. And I'm like, you're right. Action movies have these type of scenes. You know why? Because action movies don't want to murder every single character that comes at them. Action movies want revenge on one person, and you have to beat up the people to get to the one person. You have a serial killer. He's not trying to beat up the people to get to Laurie Strode. He's murdering people randomly. I don't think you should single file, lemming style, walk up to him and be like, hey, my turn to die, Mike. Brr, let me hit you with my baseball bat. Blink. Oh, that didn't work? Oh, shit. You're going to shove it up my ass and use me as a puppet? Oh, no.
See, I agree with you, but it's more, with me, it's more, I can't single this movie out when I accepted it from action movies for so long.
Oh, I can, absolutely. And I will, because now we're going to get to the third one.
The second one, the ending with them taking him on one-on-one had me, like, just laughing.
Yeah, and then he kills the daughter. And then I'm like, okay, nobody noticed that the daughter walked away into the Myers house, into the bedroom where it happened before.
The place is surrounded by cops.
It's surrounded by cops.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed?
Nobody noticed. Michael Myers walking past.
Yeah, yeah, that was a little. I was like, huh?
Like, what does he have, a fucking lampshade on his head?
And like, oh shit, it's Michael Myers. He's like, no, not me. And they're like, oh, I guess it's not him.
He puts a lampshade on his head, and the cop goes, oh, I guess the bulb's out. Walks the fuck away.
He ripped off like a branch from a bush, and he's just walking slowly.
No, he did that Metal Gear shit. He's a cardboard box. He just fucking cardboard boxed it in like Metal Gear.
Like Ace Ventura, he walks by the window, is like,
and stupid.
Or he does one of those, like in a Looney Tune. He's like,
"We'll see this and this
do 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 do."
And this goes back to my bigger problem with this trilogy of ignoring the other movies when it really doesn't. It just cherry picks the stuff they want, because the fans call it the Thorn trilogy, 4, 5, and 6. Michael Myers has supernatural powers, which are undefined, so they can make him do whatever he wants. And he's passing on the evil to another character, and he nearly gets killed and recuperates for a year in a sewer, just like in these movies. I mean,
yeah,
they just pull so much from the other movies. It just feels like the overall trilogy feels like a missed opportunity for me.
Yeah.
If you were going to start over and reboot it, then do that. Don't just pull shit from 8 other movies.
Yeah, and then say that you're rebooting it when you're really just paring down what you wanted from the movie.
Right, you're just making a remix sequel.
Yeah, literally, that's what it was. It's like, remix!
Yeah.
I really like the death of the kid in the middle, because quite honestly, that kid deserved to go over the balcony. He was a little shithead.
Yeah, no, I thought that was a great opening.
No, it was a solid opening, yeah.
Yeah, I had really strong, because I love when kids get killed in movies. That sounds weird.
It does sound weird when you say it. Like,
fuck, I don't care about your kids. Yeah. What, kids falling down all day? Fuck.
But it's one of those few things that's still kind of taboo in mainstream Hollywood movies. So whenever you see it, I think it's a good tool for them to use.
It's also super taboo in like video games, because Minecraft, there's like villagers walking around and you could hit them with the things. But the little kids, if you hit them, they run away. If you hit the other villagers enough, they'll die. But the kids just run away. You're not allowed to like kill the kids in Minecraft.
Well, it's not. It's frowned upon to kill the
kids. Yeah, or in games like Skyrim and shit.
Poison their gamepad.
Sure.
Anyway, yeah, killing animals and killing kids are still two things that studios really like.
And this is the thing.
And the Halloween franchise kills animals all the time.
Yeah. But it's I don't like dogs.
It's usually dogs.
I don't care about other animals.
I don't know what the dog body count on Halloween is, but it's high.
It's high. Well, there's a lot of dogs. I'll tell you the truth. One movie that actually turned me off a little bit to the movie, where they kill a dog unnecessarily, was Mars Attacks. They kill the president's dog. They vaporize it, and it turns into like a thing. And I literally said to my sister when we went to see this movie, or my cousin, I was like, I'm done with this movie. And he said, what? And I was like, it's done. I don't like it anymore. And he's like, why? And I was like, because they killed the dog. You don't kill dogs.
That movie is amazing.
You don't kill dogs. It is a great movie. But you don't kill dogs. Not necessary. Dogs are there to help. When that dog died in Fox and the Hound, I cried my fucking eyes out.
That's how you know that they're terrible fucking aliens. They killed the dog. They need you to like.
I guess. But here's the thing. So that kid died from falling off that balcony, right? First of all, why do you have a spire in your fucking house?
Right.
That and if you don't want your kid to die, which these parents were really harsh on this kid who probably would have fallen at some point off the balcony. Let's be honest. He was a little shithead who didn't listen to anybody. And this was a dangerous house that they left him alone in for a lot of period of time because, you know, they had babysitters and shit.
Yeah.
So put the kid's room at the top of the spire. So he's got the best opportunity to fall off the top of the balcony as is humanly possible. That's a great idea. Good parenting, you fucking assholes. And then later in the movie, the other dude who's fully formed and looks like he's fucking jacked because he works on cars gets flipped over a fucking overpass, falls, and has no injuries. Now, this little kid fell and died literally instantly from falling. Probably a less distance than the overpass.
Yeah, I was going to say, their house is 47 stories tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that rancher that you saw from the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, they were building a fucking spire to heaven. Yeah,
it has the Rapunzel Tower.
Yeah. It's got the fucking, the Winchester House fucking spire up at the top. And they decided to put they decided to turn a grain silo into a house. So and then they just decided, well, we'll put the kids' bedroom at the top.
Right.
Because that's clearly what kids love, heights.